I am here in the South Island of New Zealand, where I'm meeting 27-year-old Alexei. He was adopted at the age of 2.5 years old from an orphanage in Pechory, Russia. Alexei has had a timeline of health complications throughout his childhood, but he's always been happy to know that his parents who adopted him gave him another head start in life. This is his story.
I was born in Veliki Luki in 1996, was put in an orphanage pretty much the day I was born, and then 2.5 years later I was blessed and got adopted from New Zealand parents who flew all the way over, picked me up, brought me back here.
Long way to go, isn't it?
A very long way, though I don't, you know, remember the flight or anything like that.
With you being placed in the orphanage right away, when did you know about that?
I didn't have any recollection in terms of knowing that I was in an orphanage. But when growing up here in New Zealand, I was told all my life that I was adopted. It was just, something that needed to be said. And looking at some of the raw footage of me in the orphanage, which is a great thing to have, I couldn't imagine, being in that place again.
Alexei was born in the town of Veliki Luki, which is part of the Pskov region of Russia. He was then placed into the orphanage in Pechory, which was where his New Zealand parents adopted him from. Alexei was born with a birth defect called spina bifida. This is when your spinal cord is not fully developed at birth. He has not always known the full circumstance of why he was placed into the orphanage by his birth mother, but he has always understood that he needed the right care.
It's a harder life there in Russia, but I know that also they do try their best, of course, and there are circumstances with biological parents who can't look after children. So you probably always had that thought in mind as well in regards to why you went into the orphanage in the first place. What did you know of your birth parents in that circumstance?
That circumstance is still an open book. It's still something that I'm trying to unravel. But from what I've been told and what I do know is that having also a medical condition, and like you say, it is a poorer area, that I couldn't actually have the life that was needed to be given to me. In the sense of she was poor, her living situation was one of those little, tiny little buildings that had all the apartments and stuff like that. So I couldn't imagine if I was to live maybe over the age of 3, maybe 5, because the severe damage of the nerves in my back, I'm blessed to be walking, very, very lucky to be walking. I don't have feeling in part of my body.
From about here to here?
Yeah, okay. just below the bum cheek and up. Yeah. So it's something that over the years I've gone through many, many obstacles, especially some of the trauma in hospital that I've had .
So obviously with the condition you were born with, it would have been very hard to maintain that in Russia and no doubt hard to survive in the circumstances that you're in. For your family that went to go and adopt you, do you know how that process started for them?
It's a story in itself. I don't know all the details, but what I do know is it started with a song. My mum was in the car. Radio Rima was on, and there was this beautiful song called Is There Room in Your Family for One More? And then from that developed me being here today.
Prior to reaching Alexei's orphanage, his parents Jan and Alex went through St. Petersburg to then picking him up to bring him home to Christchurch. As Alexei grew older, he started to ask questions to his parents about the first few years of his life. With the support of them and a support group in the same city, it has always helped him understand where he came from.
It's also been a journey of healing for me. Some people have it different ways of how they heal, and for me, I'd like to say it's been a really cool foundation that my parents believe in God, and with that has been a spiritual journey for me to help heal and where I am today. A lot of people ask me the same question. If I could change my past, would I? And honestly, I'd say no, because it's made me who I am today.
What was your childhood like as a Russian adoptee, did you feel any different? Did you have questions for your parents, or how was that?
I think there's always questions. There's always questions, and sometimes we don't get answers to. One thing that I really loved growing up in Christchurch was there was a community of other adoptees as well. So hanging out with them, and I've built some beautiful friendships with them, and knowing that they've also been on a very similar journey.
Yeah.
In the sense that they've come from an orphanage and had to go through their obstacles and challenges over life as well, has also benefit me in the long run. I mean, school wasn't my cup of tea. I did feel a bit left out. I was the shortest kid. I had a medical condition. I had little things that just put me out there, but we're all unique, and that's part of it. I can recall, you know, many times people would ask me questions about why is your name funny, or what's your background like? Sounds cool, but you sound odd.
Alexei wasn't the only child in the family. He also grew up with two older sisters. What has always been important for Alexei is that special bond he holds as the younger brother.
So with you being the only one adopted in the family, you also had two other sisters.
Yes, yep. So that they're older.
So they're not adopted?
No.
So what was it like growing up with, if you know, having two sisters that were from your parents, and what was that like growing up as a sibling relationship?
I think with any sibling relationship, it varies. But I didn't think anything different. One thing that I know was when I was younger, the cute factor played a good part. Don't know if it plays a part now, but there was a good relationship growing up. And now that we're adults, things change and we still have a relationship. But it's more probably deep and more meaningful than what I had when I was a kid.
I believe the more you get older, you start to grow those relationships a little bit stronger with your siblings, and you start to connect a lot more. And because they start to learn a little bit about your background too, because when you're children, it's not like that. It's always, oh, this is our brother. He was adopted from Russia. Okay, cool. But when you get older, you start to connect more with that. And so with you connecting with your sisters more, I think that will only get stronger in that regard.
Yes. And I think also it's not that label, oh, my brother's adopted. It's, this is my brother.
Yeah.
You know, you're a family not by blood, you're a family by the heart. And that's what my family was all about. They loved me, they didn't think anything different of me. Even with all the medical issues and some of the biggest obstacles in my life, they're still there for me.
And what were some of those obstacles that you had to go through?
Surgeries were in and out of hospital. I call hospital the second home, because it was quite consistent, all the appointments and then the number of surgeries over the years to this day. And I've accepted who I am. I've accepted this is a condition that I have. And I think if I didn't have it, I wouldn't know what life would be.
Yeah.
Like, obviously a lot easier, but yeah.
There was always an interest for Alexei with finding out what happened all those years ago. And in 2019, he picked up links which firstly got him in contact with his birth sister, to then eventually his birth mother.
I have a small connection with my birth mother. And one of the things that she relayed on through my sister, birth sister, was she kept repenting. I believe she comes from an Orthodox background, and I sent back saying, stop repenting and start rejoicing. I'm alive, I'm as well as I can be, and there is no hard feelings.
And you got to put yourself in their shoes. I, you know, always think that. And you were raised in a very beautiful family here, and then so you can focus on the present with your connections that you've made with your birth family. So I know you've connected with your birth sister, is that right, in Russia?
Yes. Yep.
So start building those connections more and understand that, hey, it was a very hard situation for my birth mother, but you already know that. You know that for her it would have been very hard. So she is probably so, so grateful that you're alive and well. And that's the main thing. That probably goes to her mind a lot.
Absolutely. Something really interesting I discovered when I first was in contact with my birth sister was I was a hidden secret, almost, that they didn't know anything about me. And then out of all of that actually has evolved something really wonderful.
Yeah.
I have connection now. Sure, it might be hard at times to get that back and forth communication, but the dream is to go back, see them face to face and get to know them.
So what was it like when you found out you had a birth sister?
It was quite surreal. There wouldn't be words to put into it really, apart from, okay, I've got some biological family. What do they look like? And the, you know, the resemblance of both of us. Do I look like her? Does she look like me? Do I look like the birth mother? Do I look like... there were lots of questions, but it was a very surreal moment. Seeing the photo, there was so much emotion. There were tears, but there were tears of joy. And over the years, I have had lots of times where I have cried around what I've been through. There is a lot still missing. And that might be her story to tell.
Yeah.
One of the other things is not knowing about a birth father. He's not in the picture from my understanding. So to unravel that as well, which would be incredible.
Yeah, because you have a lot of questions, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I think you always have questions in the back of your mind. And when you are real with yourself and being authentic,
yeah,
I think that plays a big part in the journey of adoption as well.
It's the journey and it's tracing your family history, your bloodline, and trying to connect those pieces. You have the family history here, but also in the back of your mind, you're always wanting to know more about your own bloodline, and that's where you come from. So it's all about connecting. A lot of parents do worry about adoptees going back to reconnect with birth family. There's worry, of course, there's worry. Completely understandable, but at the end of the day, you just want to know who they are and connect.
And that's it. And of course, I do have the question, what was her thinking in the time where I was put in the orphanage? Why did that happen? You know, all the why, what, how, when? Because that is her. That's her story.
Yeah.
And I have an open heart and open mind about it. I don't have any regrets. I don't have, you know, anger or resentment towards what she had to do in that situation.
With Alexei now having contact with his birth sister and birth mother, he is still waiting for the day to get the chance to meet them both. He also knows the emotions will be high when he firstly gets to meet his birth mother.
A part of me feels like when you haven't seen family for so long,
yeah,
and you go to an airport and that adrenaline that just goes through your body of happiness, you see it all the time on TV and different stories and stuff. So I think there'll be a bigger adrenaline rush. But I don't know what I'd feel.
What would you say?
I think I just want to hug her and just be grateful in that moment. I don't think words, you can't do words, but I would want to just embrace a hug and just hold her.
Yeah. And she'll probably think to herself, look, hey, a lot of birth parents do think, why are they coming back? But it takes them a little while to understand that you just want to connect and that will take its own time. So when you embrace that first big hug, it's kind of like a weight off your shoulder. That's the beginning step. Well, the early beginning step is obviously doing the research and tracking someone down, but the big, big hurdle is really meeting them and growing that connection and then seeing how far that goes.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people also, it's a different timeline for adoptees. I'm 27. I might not meet her until I'm 30, who knows? But that moment is gonna be just, I wouldn't be able to put it into words.
No. Do you think all of this plays a big part of your identity?
Absolutely.
In what way?
mentally, physically, spiritually. I think when you get to a place where you want to discover your own identity, that is a story in itself. And there are things that you learn about yourself as an adoptee, or as any individual who wants to understand their identity, I think. But more significant, I think, for adoptees.
And it doesn't matter if we're not the same kind of blood. People just need a little love, and that's where it starts. It's a song.
Alexei has always had a passion, ever since he was young, for music and filmmaking. He now coordinates a community in his town with other fellow filmmakers.
I remember it was the age of 10, and I got given a video camera for Christmas.
Yeah.
And we made a Christmas movie on Christmas Day. And from there, it was just connecting with people.
Be filming everything.
I'd be filming. Well, I wouldn't even be filming necessarily. It was just... I would make, once I had the video camera, I would make little docos and silly movies with my neighbours and, yeah.
And you have a society club here dealing with film?
Yes, a part of one, and that's been awesome. It's brought a few dreams to life for me. More a lot of confidence as well, because you can have all these great ideas in the back of your head and you're like, is it ever going to happen?
Yeah.
Will this ever happen? And so... I've created 2 short films in just over a year, and that community in itself is awesome. It's like another family.
With the passion of filmmaking and with being involved in a community that is like family, Alexei has always felt like he's belonged. For the journey himself of him meeting his birth mother, sister, and hopefully understanding what happened with his birth father, he knows that the path will only continue.
Whatever part of your journey you're on, a lot of us tune into each other and we just learn from those experiences, because it really, really does help. And you'll probably, you know, you've connected with a few of the stories that we've shared, and you've probably said to yourself, oh, okay, so I'm learning about this side of it, which is interesting. There's going to be some obstacles along the way. But you don't know that until you've obviously heard some other experiences and journeys. Some adoptees, it can be very hard if they jump the train really fast. For having these communities and these stories, as you were saying, it is so important, because all of us can learn for our own path.
I think one of the beneficial things for me was connecting with adoptees, and I've made some great friends, I've said earlier, but we could be real and raw and just talk about anything to do with adoption, not to do with adoption, just life in general.
Everyday sort of stuff.
Yeah, even what it's like living with our family.
Yeah.
And I will always value that. That's one of the biggest things I'll value.
So you're 27 years old now, and you've connected more with your birth sister, bit of communication here and there. What is your future plan?
What's next? Definitely go to Russia. Definitely go to my homeland and connect face to face with the birth sister and mother and any other relatives that may just pop up out of the blue for me. I think... Also, one day I would like to adopt. That's definitely on my heart. Get married, have kids of my own as well. And
you got a big plan ahead.
I mean, can you plan it though? That's the question.
No, you got to take your own time with it. And I think connecting and seeing your sister and hopefully your birth mother, and maybe learning more about what happened to your birth father. You know, that's all. There's no set timeline. Just see how things go with that. Obviously, at the moment, everything is quite difficult. And, you know, I always say all the time, I just hope things do get resolved over there. And it's hard for all of us who have connections with our Russian side or Ukrainian side and, you know, the Soviet countries. It's very tense at the moment. But for all of us, just wanting to connect is so important, because people are people and family is family.
It's like a novel book. There are so many chapters to life. And I'm only 27 years in of my novel book. So... that's going to be 100 chapters, I'd like to say, knowing my roots and my heritage and all of that.
Yeah, and that's a big part of you.
Yes, more so now that I'm older.
Yeah.
I probably didn't care as much yes, I wanted to go meet my birth mother and that was about it. But I think when I hear more and connect more with people with adoption and with my culture of being Russian, there's more questions that I want answered. There's more things that I want to discover.
Alexei hopes to now meet his birth family for the first time. For a lot of us adoptees, making the decision to search and find family is down to ourselves. The support for all of us in the community is always about being there for each other, whether you may want to connect with family or not. Having someone close or someone you can trust always helps, no matter what path you take.
So Alexei, what advice do you have for those who may be wanting to search for birth family?
I think you've got to start with yourself.
Yeah.
When you're in a content place, because it's not easy, there will be pain. There will be things that will be brought up. And it may be beautiful, it may be raw. It may be one of those things where are you ready? I don't think there's any easy advice to give, but what I do know for myself is get some support people. If there's someone that you trust, then get around them or do it. Just go out there and do it. What do you got to lose? If not this, then what? Because you never know what you'll discover.
There's also the fear from those who are adopted who may be afraid of what they find out. And that's understandable. And a lot of adoptees not all want to search for birth family. And that's, I respect them as well. So there's different sides on it. People may just want to connect with the community or connect with other adoptees. There might be a past they already know of their birth family, which is completely understandable. It's just about having that support there is so vital. Having someone to talk to, having someone close, whether it's your parents who adopted you or a close friend or a partner, that really, really helps. And then that also makes you think in your mind, okay, when my time is ready, my time is ready, no matter what the step it is.
I agree also that not everyone is going to want to look for their birth relatives or even understand this whole thing about adoption. Yeah. It will bring up fear and different emotions for people. For me, it was just a lot of pain. It was one of those things where, how could this have happened to me? And then once I got through that in my own ways, I am now very content with myself. And I'd encourage just do something that makes you happy. But I think there is so much opportunity when you take a step forward into finding who you are as a person.
From an orphanage all the way in Pechori, Russia to New Zealand, Alexei has learnt a lot about his history, his blood, and his family. With the support of his parents and those close around him, he knows that one day he'll take a further step with meeting his biological family.
So thank you very much, Alexei, and what you said there at the end about just doing what you feel is right is so important for all of us. And I think that for yourself, I know that down the line, hopefully you can go back, meet your birth sister and meet your birth mother and hopefully find out more about your birth father. So thank you for sharing your story.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Like with every story that's told in the adoption community, we all have a unique story, but we all share that one thing in common, adoption.